Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the Get In Our Home series. Before we start, I'd just like to always say thank you so much to everyone that's listening. We're noticing a bit of an engagement increase in the podcast, so it's great to see that. If you haven't already, I would really, really appreciate it if you press subscribe and whatever you're listening to this on. It'll cost you absolutely nothing. It just helps us to grow and to keep being found by other people. And if you have some time, we would really, really appreciate if you could leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Reviews and subscriptions and stuff, they just help the podcast to be found by more people. So welcome to the Get In Our Home series. And this is the series designed to help homeowners, renovators, to get inspiration and guidance from industry professionals, but also homeowners themselves. My name is Peter Kilmartin, and in this episode, we travel to County Meath to meet Luke and his partner Mark and to see their stunning newly purchased home. This episode covers so much, from approaching an auctioneer, not knowing if you've got the right house, putting on bids, how much it costs to renovate to a high standard, and lots more. I'm always really conscious to keep things quite unbiased and neutral within the series, and to make sure that we're covering all bases and we're not just showing one-off houses in the country. So I think this episode is really valuable for those that, you know, might be on the fence between buying or building and are considering the traditional three-bed semi-D. This house is, as Luke would say himself, like a boutique hotel. This episode is really, really valuable for those on the fence between maybe building or buying. And it shows that a lot can be done in a relatively small space. And don't forget, you can also see this home on the Get In Our Home YouTube channel, where you get to see all the features that we speak about in the episode. So without further ado, let's jump right in.
I know, Luke, thanks very much. What I was going to say was, when we first got in touch on Instagram and I found your house, I was really excited about the possibility of doing a house that was our first three-bed semi-D to be featured on the series.
Exactly, yeah.
So thanks very much for that. And no, I think it's really inspiring for people to look at your home and to really see what can be done in quite a small space. But what's most interesting is that it really restricts the person into thinking, okay, what can really be done with my space? And I think it's quite inspiring to see what can be done with smaller home.
Yeah, so
I think that's kind of the whole idea with our series, is to inspire people that what can be done on, you know, lesser budgets and with lesser space, and show that everybody can still have their dream home without getting too cheesy about it.
Yeah, and you can have your dream home without having this huge big home. Do you know that way? So that's why I love making this house like my dream home, but in a confined space as well. You know, and it is your like your average three bed semi D. So that's why I love doing it up.
Yeah, okay, so we go back to the start. Just tell me a little bit about where we are at the moment and why we're in this area.
Yeah, so I chose Bettystown because I just love the area. I've always loved the area. It's gorgeous, like it's beside the beaches. It's secluded, but not like in the middle of nowhere either, you know, that way. So I lived in Dublin all my life and I wanted to move out of Dublin to just have that like new start. So that's how I really chose it. It's just because I was beside everything. I was beside the beaches. It was great for the dogs. And it was just really enjoyable to live somewhere that you love as well. And I came out here as a kid and I really loved it. Fantasia used to be out here. So it was just really enjoyable, do you know that way? So that's how I chose to move to Bettystown.
And tell me a little bit about deciding to buy a home. So you and your partner were together for a couple of years, and was there a conversation there? Like, I think we're actually going to start looking at buying a house. Or how did that happen?
It just happened because we were renting for a couple of years in Dublin. And then after that, we always wanted to buy a house. Everyone wants to buy a house. You know what I mean?
But even like just going forward from that, like that you decided that like now was the time to start looking at buying a house.
Yeah, because the rent was just going up so much in Dublin, and I was like, I'm never going to be able to afford a house in Dublin. You know, I'd love to live there. My family are there, but it's just not, it's not affordable. Mm. You know, if you move outside of Dublin a little bit more, about half an hour to an hour out, the prices drop rapidly. Mm. So when we moved out here, I just said, gorgeous area, always where I wanted to be, but it's affordable for everyone as well. And you can see out here, everyone is moving out here. You know, like the commuter towns are just expanding, so it's going further and further out. I feel like next time it'll be in Galway. Well, yeah, that's the reason why I wanted to move out here, to be honest, and that's how I came. Sorry.
Yeah. So just tell me about that then. So okay, so you both decide, you sit down and say, right, we'll start looking at houses. What was on the shopping list? What was the must-haves? What was definitely, you know?
Yeah, I always wanted a 10-bedroom house. Where Mark wanted, he wasn't too fussy. I'm the fussy one. I always look at bedrooms and I think, oh yeah, it's going to be bigger if it has more bedrooms. But that's not the case, because when I bought this 3-bed semi, this is only slightly smaller than the 4-bed, which I previously wanted. And it's not got to do with how many bedrooms it has. It's got to do with the space and what you can do to work with it as well. So I went to look for a 4-bed house out here. And then I decided then that I wanted to go for a 3-bed because, I decided I wanted to go for a 3-bed because there was much more space and the 3 rooms upstairs were all the same size. We have no really use for a box room, especially with 2 people.
Okay, so like the 4-bed, the room sizes are actually smaller.
Yes, so in the 4-bed, you do get like your large bedroom, but the 2 rooms out of the 4 are box rooms. So you're better off going for the 3-bed semi that we went with, because you get 3 of the same size rooms. So it really suits, you don't have your master per se, but you also have 2 other bedrooms with the same size. So it's great to use spare bedrooms for like an art room or an office. They're just brilliant to have as well. So it's all about using the space you have.
And okay, so tell me about that that shopping experience. What was that like? Like, you know, did you go straight to an auctioneer? Were you on DAF all the time? What was that like, that experience?
Oh, it was one of those things. I've never really done it before. So I was on DAF, literally just looking up houses. I went to a house and estate around the corner, and that was the first one we viewed.
And was it always estates you were looking at?
Or? It was always estates, okay, yeah. Because you know yourself with new builds.
Yeah.
I wanted a new build. I didn't want a secondhand house.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I was looking at estates. But we went on to DAF and we were having a look around, looking at the area, driving out here and there week by week. And we came across an estate around the corner. Beautiful houses. And I thought they were absolutely huge. But then I made a booking for this house 2 weeks later. And it's when I walked into this house that I realized...
Sorry, this actual house.
This actual house, okay, well, yeah. When I walked into this house, I felt like it was so much bigger. It was just much more wider. And the space was used more better in the house.
And like, was this like a fully furnished showroom that they were showing to everybody, or how did that
work? So this was an office beforehand, so you would come in, meet the estate agent, so many people walked through this house, which is crazy. They had like murals on the wall, they had like tables like right where I'm sitting right now, and like coffee in the kitchen, and it was just so surreal, like that the house that I'm living in now was the office. So it didn't come with furniture, but it was just like used for everyone to walk through.
Wait, so sorry, so this was the like construction / auctioneer office of the whole estate?
Literally, yeah. So like builders were walking in, the estate agent, hundreds of people obviously would have walked through this house to view it at the start. And little did I know that it was going to be my house in the end when it came to it, do you know that way?
Isn't that so like nearly bizarre?
It's so
bizarre. To like think about like, you were here in this house, but not realizing that this was going to be your home.
Yeah, it's crazy, because we were meant to buy a 4-bed at the back of the estate. And then what happened was, with COVID, we obviously got delayed with the mortgage process and everything like that. And we found out a couple of bits that was not suitable for the house that we wanted. So we ended up putting a deposit on a second house, which was another 4-bed at the back of the estate. And then what came about was, we got mortgage approved, but then no houses were ready because it was obviously delayed due to COVID and the construction and things like that. So we basically said, we are mortgage approved.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Now it's time to go. I want to buy a house now. Otherwise, we will never get a house. And you know when you dream of something for so long and you finally get told you're approved for something, you're like, right, I don't care if it's...
But also, COVID just brings around so many uncertainties that you don't know what's around the corner. So it's like now when it's green light, now it's time to go. Yeah,
oh,
I completely understand
100%.
That.
Yeah. Like, it's not a normal situation. I thought I never would buy a house. But two, when I had the opportunity to buy a house, I never thought we'd be in a global pandemic. So it was really difficult, but we got there in the end. So what we said was, we're mortgage approved now. We want to buy a house. And if it's not going to be in this estate, it's going to be somewhere else because we can't wait around, and it's just with the circumstances. So we contacted the estate agent and we got onto her and we said, do you have any houses available? She got back 2 days later and then she said, oh my God, builder will sell the show house. And we were like, oh my God, it's not really like the one we want. Can we book a visit and come back out just to view it from the eyes of we could be living here? So we came out and we walked around and it was so surreal walking around because it was the first time we walked into this house where it was just, we might be buying this house. It was so surreal. Before we were looking at it as an office, you know, we were like, oh, it's unusually laid out. It has a really big sitting room for a 3-bed. It has 3 of the same size rooms. It's quite an unusual layout. So I don't think it would really suit us at the start. But when I walked into it for the second time, I really loved it. I was just like, how did I not see this? How did I not see the big garden, the driveway at the side of the garden? So you have a gorgeous view, 3 of the same size bedrooms. And I love a huge a big sitting room as well. So it was just really, really nice to have where you have the space for like a feature wall. You can have a dining table. It really brings you into that like boutique hotel vibe that I love as well.
And then so what happened next? Like, did you just say, right, we'll take it, or like
yeah, so what offer? Happened was, I think it was the end of August, we said we will take it, and within 21 working days we had the keys to the house. No joke. We were told we were like one of the fastest people. We were just on the ball, because when you have a goal over 9 months, you know, some people have it over 5 years. We were just fortunate enough to have it in that short period of time, but it was still stressful. So we got the keys then 21 working days later, and it was just so surreal to walk up to this house and put the key in the door and say, this is our house. It just felt so surreal, especially when you're renting in Dublin, which with the extortionate prices of rent, which is more than a mortgage, it really hit home when we got the keys to this house, because one, it became more affordable to live and we could have a more happier life out here as well. So it was just like a dream come true, really.
So like I'm trying to get at, like, what was that moment like? Like, did somebody who actually hands you the keys?
So like, you have this big thing in your head where like you're going to get these keys and you think it's going to be fancy, and then you just have the builder on the site just coming over with a set of keys.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, really. I didn't know what way it worked. You know, we arrived at the house, he walked over, here's your keys. And I thought, oh, right, now he's going to walk away. And, you know, you can get all your Instagram pictures and stuff like that. But no, walks you right through the house, shows you where the electricity box is, how to work the meters. And I was like, oh, this is quite unusual. I wasn't expecting this, you know, that way. So it was a little bit like, okay, can you go now? Because I want to pop open the Moët. But yeah, it was just crazy, like.
And what was that moment like then when the door closed?
Oh, when the door closed, you can just be yourself. You know, you're nearly like putting on this act in front of someone. You're like, oh yeah, I'm not like excited whatsoever. And then the door closed and you're like screaming. I was like, open that bottle of Moët now. I cannot wait to celebrate. It was just surreal. I don't know how many times I walked around this house when it was empty the first day we moved in. It was just crazy. And because this already had floors and blinds in, we could move in on that day as well. So we literally set up the bed that night. It was like 3 a.m. in the morning. I didn't care about sleep. I just set up the bed. I was like, I don't care if there's anything else, just the bed, duvet covers, and fall asleep. And it was so surreal waking up the next morning, like looking out the window and being like, oh my God, this is my house. Like, it's crazy. It feels like someone's going to take it off me. Do you know that way? Because when you wait for so long, you're just like, oh my God. And then you're like, no one's going to kick me out.
This is mine,
yeah, you know? Yeah. So it was so surreal, and it still is surreal. Sometimes I walk around this house now and I'm like, one, how do I have it? And two, how did I decorate it like this? Do you know that way? In the space of a year as well, a lot of people think that I'm here 5-10 years, but I just, when I have a passion for something, I really, really put my 100% into it as well. So I think that's why it's the way I have it today.
And just going back then, before we get into like the interior and stuff, what was that mortgage process like? Was that a difficult process for you to, what, like, you know, did you go to a broker or how did you work it?
Yeah, so again, didn't really know where to start. So I got a family friend, gave us a number of a broker. We went to see him in January. And after that, then we were going with the intention of like thinking 2-3 years down the line, we are going to own a house. And
wow, okay.
That's what I think everyone would think, you know, you don't think of a short period. But when we were talking to him, when we were talking about like loans and credit cards, and everyone has, you know, their own personal debts. So we thought we had to clear everything, but we were told then, no, you don't. So don't be afraid to go to a broker ASAP. You might think you're in a terrible situation or a financial struggle, but realistically, you're not in that bad of a situation. You just want to talk to him. All it is a chat. You know, we were told that within 9 months we could have a house.
I think it's like, I agree with you. Look, it's like nearly a misconception in terms of like, well, wait a second, you know, it's just about being smart about having your bank statements out in order, having your payslips
that's
in order,
it,
and
just
getting your ducks in a row, really.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's just being smart about it, you know, and that's the visit to him really changed my perspective, because 3 years in my head, if I had never went to him, I wouldn't have known 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, and from then we went with the process of you have to clear certain debts and certain loans and stuff like that, which everyone has. And after that, then you can go for your mortgage. So we were just focused then on saving as much as possible, look and see what's available. Obviously, this was all through COVID as well, so it was quite difficult. You're only viewing the house on your 3D virtual tours online because you can't go to viewings with COVID. So I found that very difficult, because I love to see a house in person, especially if you're going to pay $300,000 for a house, you want to see it in person as well.
Mm-hmm. Will you just give me a basic description of this house?
So this house is your average 3-bed semi. It is larger than a normal 3-bed, but the reason why I picked it is because it has 3 big size rooms upstairs, so you don't have your box room. So it is your average 3-bed house though.
Okay, cool. And just getting into the interior side of things, you more or less had a blank slate starting except for
floors and blinds.
Okay,
So basically, because this was an office and had like the murals on the wall, obviously we got it. They took all that down, they repainted it, but...
Was the kitchen in?
The kitchen was in, which was great. It was another expense saved. Yeah. But the floors were down and they were very similar to what I was going to choose anyway. I love herringbone. The carpets were in, the grey carpets all up the stairs and the landing and the bedrooms, and that's exactly what I wanted. So it's like they knew my taste before moved in. But they were here and the blinds were here, which was absolutely brilliant. So you had a fresh slate, but obviously I wanted to put my spin on everything. So I love really dark luxury interiors. I love boutique hotels. Anywhere I stay in Ireland or stay in the world, I love going to boutique hotels. So the Cosmopolitan in Vegas is one of them. And the pure reason why is because it's like ultra modern boutique. So that's what I like. I love like a deep, moody, cozy vibe. And it's not to everyone's taste. There's a lot of people that love white and bright and open and airy, but I love having cozy, you know, and that's just me. It's real rich, it's real luxurious. And it's real, just you can, after a hard day, you can have a glass of wine, have a gin, and just put up your feet and relax in front of the fire. And that's what I love.
And was there that plan? Like I love this house, and I think this house has a real uniformity. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean that there's just such a colour palette that is, you know, really matched throughout the house. And was that an intentional thing? How do you do that?
It wasn't really. Like, what I do is I go room by room. You know, that way, so like I always wanted a sitting room dark grey. I love grey and I don't want to overuse grey, and that's what I haven't done in this house, because a lot of people do grey in their whole house and they'll get sick of it quite soon. It does look really nice, but you can get sick of a colour. So I chose Backdrop by Moda and Dulux for this room, and it's absolutely such a stunning neutral grey. So it's really, really nice, and it just sets the mood of the room. So it's deep, dark and cosy. But in the other rooms throughout the house, I went for a nude in the kitchen. So it's just real warmth, but it's not dark grey, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So the natural light still comes in, but it feels cozy at the same time as well.
But this, we were just saying off camera there, that this house actually gets a lot of natural light anyways.
Yeah.
The windows and stuff are huge, which is quite unusual.
Yeah, they're huge. Like, we have the 2 front bay windows. It's very uniform. From the front as well, it's very uniform. And the 3 bedrooms have 3 floor-to-ceiling windows as well. So again, that's an unusual thing about a house. And that's another reason what attracted us to this. There's a lot of natural light. And I said, if there's natural light, I can make it dark. I can make it cozy, because you have the natural light during the day to brighten it up. But then when the nighttime comes, you can just get cozy, light the fire, put on the candles, and it feels then that cozy kind of boutique vibe as well.
Yeah, like, you know what? Another really interesting thing about this house is that when I pulled up, I was like, I thought this was a detached house, but like, you can't actually see that it's a semi-D.
No.
Which is really weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And I think, again, that's another thing that attracted me to it. Like, obviously, we were buying the 4-bed, and at the time, it was very materialistic. I was like, I want a 4-bed. And if it was a 5-bed in the estate, I'd want the 5-bed, because you just think the more bedrooms, the bigger the house. But that's not the case. And when I walked into this house for the second time when we were buying it, I was like, what I love about this house is it looks detached because it's side entrance, so it's at the end of a row. It looks detached from the outside. You feel like you don't have neighbours. It's facing a field from the back garden. So it's very secluded and private, even in an estate. So if you're afraid to buy in an estate, I wouldn't be. Because, listen, we would all want a gorgeous, big, huge house on land. That's not achievable for a lot of people, and you need a lot of money. So to have something that is so achievable, yet so private, that's what I love about it as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Tell me, and this is... I know there's a smile going to come on your face. Tell me about Christmas and Christmas design.
So Christmas is my favourite time of year. So last year we moved in September and I came to then December. I bought a tree and I didn't do obviously what I wanted to do. We were only in 3 months. You're trying to buy everything else. The last thing on your mind is Christmas decorations. But I bought a tree last year and I was like, yeah, that's perfect. It looks lovely. But this year, I collaborated with Woody's and they decked out my whole entire home. So it was a really, really fun collaboration. I loved working together with them as well. And I literally turned it into a winter wonderland. So I absolutely loved it. It took me 3 full days, like 10 hour days to decorate the house. So over 30 years, I have 3 trees. I might have 5 next year. But I absolutely love it. It's my favourite time of year. And it just lifts your spirit. You know, at this day and age, especially when the darker nights come in, obviously there's talks with COVID going on and everything like that. It's just something to lighten up the mood and bring. And I put them up early. Like a lot of people look at my house around the estate and they're like, the 1st of November? Really? But I don't care. I'm like, let them look because I enjoyed them for 2 months. It takes me 3 days to put them up. I'm going to enjoy them for 2 months.
But I really agree with you. It is a mood lifter.
It is. Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. It just lifts the mood. It's one of those things when you come in from work and it's, you know, it's all dark. I just turn the lights on and you're like, maybe pop on a bit of Mariah Carey.
And how do you turn the lights on?
I use Alexa.
Go on, do it first.
Will I?
Yeah.
Alexa, turn off Mariah Carey.
Okay.
And they go off.
Are gadgets a big thing for you? Do you love gadgets?
Yeah, I do. I do love gadgets. It's just one of those things where it's new, it's different, you know, that way. So smart plugs are great, smart bulbs, and it's just a fun thing to do. It's like, it's nearly like a party piece. Someone comes in, all the lights are off, and I'm like, Alexa, turn on Mariah Carey, and they all go on from the inside now, and it's like, oh my God, it's a big shock value, you know, that way. So I'm like, yep. Yeah.
When you did those lights for us, we were like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. It's so cool. Oh, it's really different, and you don't see it in many houses, so it's just another little thing to have.
So Luke, tell me then about the interior aspect of things. Yeah. In terms of furniture, where, like, were you buying things everywhere? Were you online all the time?
Yeah, it was one of those things when I knew I was buying a house, obviously, like six months down the line, I started picking up bits. So usually people would pick up like little bits, as in like, you know, candles and like lamps maybe, but no, I picked up sofas. So I literally went out, I went to Easy Living and there was a sale on. I seen this gorgeous grey couches, absolutely beautiful, lovely fabric, really deep set, gorgeous legs. And I said, I want them. And they were half price. So I end up buying, while I was in the shop, I end up buying a 3311, thinking I would have the space for it. And if I didn't, sure, listen, I'd use it in another room. So in this room, we have a 331, but it was on half price sale. So it literally came from 3,000 to 1,500. It was a lot of couch for the money. So that's one of the first things I bought. It's not a normal thing to buy, really. And we were storing it in our rental house as well. So, but it was just, I was so excited. And I couldn't leave it for that price as well.
That was good value, though.
Yeah. It's great value, you know, and you have to get bargains when you can.
What advice would you give people in terms of finding furniture? Like, would you have, like, you know, would you be online looking for bargains? Would you be in shops all the time?
Sometimes.
What's your kind of process there?
Yeah, I would usually go into shops. I'm a real, like, I need to see it in person. I will buy smaller detail kind of pieces, lamps, you know, all that kind of stuff online. But I do prefer buying big furniture in store. So I went to Easy Living for my sofas. I went to Easy Living for like my beds and stuff like that. They're just things you want to touch, you want to feel. And they are one of the most expensive things you'll buy for your house. They're in the thousands. So it is something that you have to commit to before you buy as well.
Yeah, like you need to make sure that you can feel the couch, you can see the lamp.
Everything can look great online. But if the quality is terrible when you receive it, there might not be any going back as well online. So it's always safer to go into the store, try out the products, feel them, touch them. Just, you know, make sure you're 100% before you actually commit to buying them as well, because it is going to eat into your budget for your home once you have the keys.
Yeah, and is it all designer, or would you ever dare to go IKEA or
anything? Oh yeah, no, I love a mix from like IKEA all the way up to Versace. I absolutely love IKEA. I take a trip there every couple of weeks. One of my things I absolutely adore in the house is the sideboard in my living room. So I was looking for a sideboard for so long. The cost of them were like 1,500, 2,000 euro. Anytime now someone hears a sideboard, they just put a big price tag on it because it's like a wanted piece, even though realistically it's just a cabinet. Yeah, what I mean? They just name things and they want to put a big price tag on them. So I was looking for a black one for ages and I went to IKEA, seen a gorgeous cabinet, but didn't like the handles. But a lot of people can't look past that. They just see, oh no, that's not nice, or it's not going to fit in with my taste or style. But I always think of, what can I do to make it luxury? So I bought it for 250 euro, brought it home and took off the handles immediately, hopped onto Amazon, ordered 5 gold handles, gorgeous like brushed brass, and they were only 15 euro. And popped them on and it literally looks like that 1,500 euro sideboard that I wanted for like,
a fraction of the price.
Yeah, for a fraction of the price. Like, it's absolutely crazy. So I always go to IKEA, but then I will go and I do like my designer pieces. Like my feature wall has Versace wallpaper on it. So it's one of those things in the house where they're like, oh my God, your wallpaper's lovely. And I'm like, it's Versace.
And wait, sorry, just pause. Are you actually saying that it's literally made by Versace, or it just looks like it?
No, it's actual Versace. Yeah, you can get so much stuff. I only thought it was like designer for clothes, but once you go onto Versace.com, you could spend a hell of a lot of money as well. So you can buy a lot of dinnerware, wine glasses, like 2 wine glasses are 500 euro for 2 glasses. Won't be buying them anytime soon. But no, the wallpaper is one of those things that I absolutely love, and it fits in perfectly with the wall because I wanted to go for a darker feature wall, even darker than the actual living room, so it would pop.
And was that feature wall there when you moved in?
No, so we got a carpenter to specially build our feature wall. So I chose the grey wood, I chose the gold detail around it. I was looking at inspo pics online and I was just like, I don't want the basic feature wall. I don't want a feature wall that's just plasterboard. I want a feature wall that I really love, and I designed it from scratch as well, and he built it and he fitted it, which was perfect. And then the finishing touch was the Versace wallpaper, and don't forget then the 6 foot fire as well.
Yeah. It's absolutely good. You know what it is? It's really cozy.
Yeah.
Which is great to have in such a really intimate space. You know what I mean? To have
it's
that coziness.
Really nice. At night time when you dim the lights, light the candles and put on the fire and throw on Netflix, it's just perfect.
Yeah, I like that. Was there something that you would change or would you do differently? Is there anything that when you look back now at the start of, you wish that you would maybe look back and change? Or
I think that we all have things in our head that we want to change. Or, you know, like I got into this house and I absolutely loved it. Was it my dream home at the time? No, because I had a deposit on a 4-bed. You know that way? Would the 4-bed have been a dream if I had moved into it? No, because I would want to build a self-build. You know, we all have dreams and we all have aspects. But when I moved into here, I was like, this is my home for life. I want to make this my dream home. And by taking it like a clear slate and doing it up into the interior that I have now, it's just changed so much. Like, I absolutely love it. Like, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Wow. Yeah. And there's no even like interior design things that you would change or you might do differently?
No, not really. Like, I love it at the moment. There's still loads to do. Like, I'm only in here a year, but I always see things to do. Even if it was perfect, I'd still want to change it. I'd be like, okay, I'm bored of that color, let's change it now. And that's just the way I am. I love doing things to the house. So I would want to change a couple of things, but obviously that's all in good time. So nothing too major now. Maybe a kitchen or a garden revamp in the near future.
Okay, and so if you don't mind me asking, how much did you pay for this house?
So this house was 295,000. So this house actually empty was 200,000. No, sorry. This house was actually 290,000. But we got it for 295,000 with the floors and the blinds as well.
Wow.
So yeah, it was really, really good because with the quality of the floors and blinds in here, you could be talking 10 to 15,000.
Easily, yeah.
So we actually saved money. I'm buying the office. And it's one of those things where we got the floors and the blinds, which are beautiful, but we didn't get the furniture like a show house because I wouldn't want to take a show house because I'm so passionate about interiors and I love like...
You'd want to put your own spin on it.
You know, everyone wants to put their own spin on it and their own taste. So this was ideal because I had the floors, I had the blinds. It was key to unfinished, you know what I mean? So you could move in straight away, but it's also an empty slate as well. So that's what I loved about it.
I love that. And if you don't mind me asking again, how much do you think you've spent on the house in terms of interiors?
I'd say roughly I spent about 20 to 25,000. It's hard to kind of, you know, pinpoint a figure, but I'd say roughly. And that's like, some people might walk in here and think, oh, I spent 50 or 60,000. It is about how you style spaces. And that's why, as I said, I go from IKEA all the way up to designer as well.
Which is insane, because the house is so, like, you honestly would think you're here 5 years.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It feels like that as well. I can't remember renting. It's one of those things I don't want to remember renting either, but I feel like, because it feels like my home and I could do anything I want, you're not being told not to paint this wall, not to change this, like, you know, that I can do anything I want, that you're not restricted in your movement, that you can, it feels like your own house. And that's what I love about it as well. But it took a lot of effort to get here. Like, I put a lot of time into it, and it does show in the end, and a lot of people see that, but it does take time and effort. You really have to have a passion to do it, otherwise you won't end up doing it.
What would you have any advice in terms of somebody that has a three bed semi-D at home, and they're thinking, oh my god, like, Luke's house is so like a boutique hotel.
Yeah.
Like, would you have any advice there in terms of, can anybody do this?
Anybody can do it. It's just a taste. You know, that way, like, it all depends if you have an eye for it, but anyone can do it with a little help. You know, so I take it upon myself to do most jobs in the house, where some people will get decorators and painters in. Like, I painted this whole house myself. But a lot of people will say, I can't paint, or I can't hang a picture on a wall, or I can't do this. I look at everything in life where I can do it. Mm. And if it goes wrong, I'll try it again. And if it goes wrong the third time, then I'll call someone out to do it. But there's no point of getting people out for those jobs, because I'm like, you might as well put your time and effort into it. And it feels more beneficial when you do it yourself.
And Camille, like even in terms of, like, inspiration stuff, would you be on Instagram and Pinterest and stuff getting inspiration? Because, you know, how would people, you know, because you just have such a style here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Instagram would be the go-to, and that's what I'd recommend for everyone as well. Pinterest, not so much. I do like it, but Instagram is just great now, especially with a lot of the gorgeous home accounts out there. I'd really recommend Instagram as well. I go on my style by boutique hotels. Like, that is my kind of go-to. I always love dark colours. I love winter. I love Christmas. I love cozy vibes. Love fires, hot chocolate. And that's all the things I like. And it's like, me in a house would be this house. But not to bring the whole style through. So that's why I went for the bathroom. I went for a rich emerald green. It's rich emerald green, so it's different to the rest of the house, but it then ties in with the living and dining room chairs. So they all kind of tie in together in their own ways. And, like, the nude in the kitchen really goes with the warmth of the hallway, and they just really fit in well with each other. So it is all about pairing colours as well. And that's what I love to do.
Like, I know I've said this loads of times, but I just really mean it. Like, I just think it's so inspiring to see what could be done with a three beds MED, that it looks like a bloody boutique hotel and it's such a supreme finish level. And I just think that's so inspiring. Like, even for young couples that might never self-build, it might just be moving into their first home and it might be a three bed and they're thinking, oh, you know, I might just not bother too much because there's not much I can do. You've proven that there's so much that can be done. You know what I mean?
And there is, in such a short space of time as well. You do have to be passionate about it, but you can do it if you put your mind to it. I think a lot of people look at their house and they're like, they don't know where to start. Like, if I start in this room, I won't finish it. If I start in this room, I won't finish it. So I take one room by one room, and that's what I done when I moved in here. Like, I got the keys and 48 hours later, this room was half painted, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, they're like, why are you not moving vans, or why are you not moving things in? And I'm like, no, first thing I done was I went to Woody's, I got Dulux in backdrop, and I said, I'm painting the sitting room. And I literally had it completely painted in 48 hours after having the keys. And I was like, because I had this vision in my head for so long, I was like, this is what I want.
You knew.
I knew what I wanted. And I was like, I bought this table in gold and dark glass. I bought these lamps, which I had the sitting room more than any other room laid out in my head, because I knew it was a big room. I knew it was going to cost probably the most money in the whole entire house. So I was like, I'm going to focus on that. And that's why I started painting. I started decorating. The feature wall came in December, 2 months later. Again, that was a major focus. I could have put that money into the garden or, you know, somewhere else in the house. But I said, no, I want the feature wall. I wanted the fire. And that's something I want to focus on. And that's why I completed this room first. But just take it room by room. That's it. A lot of people get overwhelmed and they think about money and the costs. It's just about working room by room. And you can only do that once at a time. And that's what I definitely recommend for anyone starting with a new build, is don't try and do everything at once.
That's actually really good advice. Just kind of focus on maybe the main rooms first and then work out from there.
Yeah, I would always say the bedroom and the living room. They're the two rooms that you spend the most time in as well. You know, the kitchen is always going to be there in a new build. So it's something just to really focus on. Your sitting room is the time where you spend time at night time having your dinner or watching a movie on Netflix. And it's just something to really, you know, you want to have that warm, cozy space. And then the bedroom, again, is you spend most of your time up there at night. So it's another room that you just want to feel like you can just calm, relax after a hard day and just relax in. Just relax after a hard day.
No, I agree with you, because it's about prioritizing at the start, because obviously you don't have so much money and you have to buy a house and stuff. So it's like, you know, being smart about where you're spending it. I think that's a good idea that you went with the feature wall and you said, right, forget about the garden, practice the next summer, let's go with the feature wall.
Like, yeah, exactly. Because Ireland doesn't get the weather really. No. Do you know that way? So I love to put loads of money into the garden and I love to have a fire pit. And, you know, I have plans in my head for the garden already. I know what it's going to look like. But as I said, I wanted to focus on something that's more beneficial for myself and himself. So
what did your parents think when they first came? What were they like?
Oh, they absolutely loved it. Like, my mom always, like, you know, my mom lives in an apartment and I lived with herself when I was younger. And that's the way we grew up, you know, that way. Like, we were living in my nanny's house and then we moved. We finally got an apartment for her and me. And it was just that, even that was just that freedom, you know. I had my own bedroom when I was 12, and it was so nice to just have my own space, I suppose, as a teenager. And I've always lived in smaller spaces. So I never thought in my life would, I'll own a house, or I'll be decorating like this, or I'll be collabing with another company, or I never thought any of that. You know, it's just life is the way it is. I thought I'd be renting in Dublin for the rest of my life. I never thought about buying a house, ever. Didn't even enter my head, because I jumped from living with my parents to renting with my partner. And it was just like, this is the rest of my life. Like, do you know what I mean? Where am I going to get the money to save? Do you know that way? I'm just not going to be able to afford it. But with hard work and dedication, then it really, really does work. You know, it's just that we got there in the end.
Wow, so really credit to you. This is a funny question. What's one thing you wish somebody told you before you started the house?
Oh, that is a tough question. That the process would be easier. Because I found, like, the process of the whole mortgage application and everything, people make it sound that it's easy, but it was actually harder than I thought. Like, just the process from going from, like, your broker to going to the estate agent to going to back and forth between endless emails, endless letters, phone calls, everything like that. I just felt like that was a very stressful time, and you don't realize it until you're actually in that position as well. So I always give my advice to people that just relax, go to see a broker first, and then take it from there, because there's no point of overthinking. And I'm such a person for overthinking. I'll think that, oh my God, this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And I create scenarios in my head for no reason. So the one thing is, go to a broker. They will really, really help set your mind and set you up then to go for your mortgage.
That's good advice, actually. Yeah, I like that. So we're more or less finished, but one of the last questions I always ask is, what's your favorite part of this home, Luke? You know, what's one thing that you just love?
My favorite part of this home is this room, the sitting room. So it's always been my favorite. It would be the room in my whole home that would feel like a luxury boutique hotel. And that's what I get from friends and family and everyone that visits here. I just love the cozy fire. I love the lighting in here, the really comfy couches. I love that it has the big bay window where you can sit at the dining table and have like a 3-course meal. I actually feel like I'm in a restaurant when I walk into this room at nighttime. It's absolutely beautiful. And to have friends and family over and to share that occasion with people, it just really makes it all worthwhile, because they're in your house. Do you know that way? So this is my favorite room of the house.
That's great. What's next on the to-do list? What's the next big plan for Luke?
So much to do. The next thing to do, I'd say, would be more accessorize, more with lighting on the walls, on the ceiling. Just playing around, you know, finding what's right for me. And then I think eventually then I'll move on to the garden maybe next year. It's something that I know we don't get the weather for, but I do really want to focus on it as well. I love to have that cozy fire pit outside. We have like the secluded garden, which is really nice as well, facing onto a field. So I would be able to spend those summer long nights into the garden, having a barbecue and a couple of drinks with friends and family as well. So that would be really nice. That's my next big focus.
I like that. I want to take you back, if that's okay. So the very first night that you both slept here, It was just a bed. There was very little going on in the house. And you wake up the next morning. What was that like? I'm just trying to get into your head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What was that moment like? Was there a moment where you talked to each other? What, like, was there like a...
Yeah, it was just like a sigh of relief. You know, when you wake up and you're like, am I here? Like, you know, it nearly feels like a dream. When you're there, you know, we were buzzed with excitement when we got the keys, you know, and friends are coming up and, you know, and you're putting furniture together. That feels surreal because it's just like, this is going to be taken away from me because I'm just not used to it. I'm living in a dream. But when we put to bed together, we went to bed, woke up the next morning, and I came downstairs and I was like, is this real? Like, does this feel real? Walking to the fridge and making breakfast and having a cup of tea. And I was like, oh my God, we did it. I walked out to the back garden and I just looked around and I was like, oh my God, this is ours for good. Like, rent is not going to go up because it's a mortgage. We don't have to deal with anyone. We don't have to answer to anyone. It's just yours. You're not living with anyone. You're not dealing with anyone. And it's just your own space. And that's what I absolutely love. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
Is this your forever home?
Tough question. I always thought when I bought my first home, which is this, that it would be my forever home. And I don't have thoughts of like moving anytime soon. I would always like to self-build. It's just something in my head. I'm very particular in what way rooms are and stuff like that. So I want like a particular, I'd love a bathroom the size of this living room, which is absolutely huge. It's just something I always have in my head. I'd love a gorgeous standalone bath and TV in the wall and apps like huge, but we all have dreams. So I do. No, I really do see myself here for a long time in any way. Can't say never that I won't move to a self-build, but I will make this my home for the foreseeable and do as much as I can with it because I absolutely love it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so, so much.
No worries.
That's been
at
the
all.
Fastest. It's
been a pleasure.
ever. If people want to find you, where's the best place to find you?
I am on Instagram. So my name is Hargrove Home. So that's where to find me as
Instagram
well.
Instagram is the best place.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll send your details there. Luke,
perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so, so much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to check out the guys on Instagram at Hargrove Home. I'll also post the details in the description below. Thanks so much to everyone again for listening. I really, really, really appreciate the support and feedback we're getting from all the content from YouTube and the podcasts. We're hoping to do a lot more in 2022 and just really, really appreciate you all for coming along on the journey. Thanks and see you all next time.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.